Listening to KAYT-FM, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1, K255-BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9 FM, K223-BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5 FM, KQJO, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, 99.3 FM, and K261EB, 3FM, 3.1 FM, and 3FM at www.kayfm at www. The heart and soul of Central Louisiana. Central
Louisiana. And carried me out in the spirit of the Lord. In the midst of the valley, which was full of water, and caused me to pass around about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones to me. And hear the word of the Lord. I want to speak from that thing, speak from dry bones in the valley. Can I get a witness? Dry bones in the valley. You see, the writer of our text this morning, the writer of our text, the writer of Ezekiel, who was a prophet in exile. He was not at home. Isn't that right? He was in Babylon at the time. And with him was the children of Israel who had been carried away in captivity. Isn't that right? These dry bones represent the terrible and sinful state of the household of faith while in captivity. They had stopped singing the songs of Zion. Many of them were no longer turning toward the east, as was Daniel, and praying three times a day. Many of them had fallen in with their captors and had taken on their sinful and idolatrous ways. Isn't that right? God was not happy with the way his children were conducting themselves. God was not happy because they had left it. They had left the teachings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They now were feeling sorry for themselves and thinking that there was no hope for them. Hopelessness is a terrible stage to be in. When all else is gone, you ought to still have hope. Amen. And when hope is dim, you ought to hope against hope. Can I get a witness? But these children, as they are referred to, had stopped hoping. And they were in a terrible condition. We have to be aware of the similarity of that to the day. Many times in our churches, we have allowed sin to carry us out into a valley. A valley of apathy. A valley of sin. A valley of not caring. The church is something. It has been bought and paid for with the blood of Jesus. The church is not a Masonic hall with a worshipful master in charge. The church is not a fraternity with a pole mark or a basileus in charge. The church is not an organization that elects presidents and vice presidents. The church is an organism, meaning that it is alive. And it has structure as appointed by God. The church. And we get away from the structure. Has as its head a preacher. And as his helpers, deacons. The church has structure to it. Take charge of the flock in which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer. Is that in the book? The church has structure. But the church many times try to take on the structure of AT&T, where there is a board of directors with the chairman serving. Once the church takes on that form of structure, my brothers and sisters, it has left the Bible. It has left the Word of God. And these folk had left the Word of God. There are many folk in the church that don't want to hear the Word of God. Can I get a witness? You try to introduce the Word of God, they don't want to hear it. That folk in the church would rather talk about money than talk about Jesus. Boy, you're not going to pray with me. Can I get a witness? There are folk in the church that would rather talk about structure than talk about going to heaven. Can I get a witness? When is the last time you had a conversation with somebody that you know that is in the church of the living God, and that conversation was on heaven or hell? Think back in your mind. When was that conversation based on trying to be more Christ-like? When was that conversation based on trying to do what the Lord said do? I tell you that the church, my brothers and sisters, has gone out into a valley. And the church, in many instances, has become bleached from the hot sun rays of unrighteousness. Church would rather talk to you about bake sales than living bread. Can I get a witness? The church would rather talk to you about fashion shows than fashioning their life after Jesus. The church, I tell you, needs to take an x-ray. An x-ray looks inside, while a mirror only looks at the outside. The church needs to see herself as others see her. There's a young African gentleman that has been filming these choirs and has been coming, and he's doing a dissertation on the black church. And he said to me on yesterday that in his thesis he had put down that the black church was a social organization, until he heard me the other Sunday say that it was not a social organization, although it engaged in social activity. The world sees the church as a social organization. It sees the church being concerned more about clothes than Christ. Can I get a witness? The world sees the church being more concerned about automobiles. Isn't that right? Than going to heaven. The world sees the church and hears the church talking about everything but bringing somebody else to Christ. No sinner should be able to come to church and sit through the service and feel comfortable and leave that church feeling snug. The church is supposed to make sinners uncomfortable. And that service should be geared around, come ye that love the Lord and let your joy be known. Yeah. Join in the song of sweet accord while thus around the throne.
Yeah.
The church ought to be engaged, and come ye out from among them, and be also come out from among them. Is eternal life. Amen. In our church, we're more concerned about getting somebody's phone number than we are whether they've been born again. Oh, you're not going to pray with me. The church is not a meeting place to carry on low life activities. The church is a place where the redeemed of the Lord come up to praise and worship God. Yes. Writer said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Sinners sit beside you, don't know whether you've been saved or not. You don't say amen. You don't say preach. Folks shouting, you never take out your pocket handkerchief. Eyes never get cloudy. Don't never squirm in your seat. Don't never bow your head. Don't never witness to the Lord.
It's impossible to stick your hand in fire and don't make some sort of utterance. Fire burns. Fire is hot. And Jeremiah said it's just like what? Fire where? Shut up! Help me, Holy Ghost. The church has gone out into a valley of dry bones. But the church, the Lord said to the preacher, I want you to prophesy to the church now. I want you to prophesy to God's folk. I don't want you to fuss at them. I don't want you to accuse them. I don't want you to judge them. All I want you to do is say, oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. They don't need to hear the word of President Reagan. They don't need to hear the word of the NAACP. All they need to hear is the word of the Lord. There's something in God's word that'll draw them. Writer said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will stand forever. Just tell them to hear the word of God. Tell them to hear and write you a text. You don't need to come back with homiletics and hermeneutics. All you need to say to them is hear the word of the Lord. If they will hear the word of the Lord, they will leave their evil and wicked ways. They will turn to the Lord. If you will preach to them, son of man, when your position is challenged, preach the word of the Lord. Son of man, when your leadership is challenged, preach the word of the Lord. Son of man, when you are pulled down, preach the word of the Lord. Son of man, when folk don't want to hear you, preach the word of the Lord. Son of man, when doors are slammed in your face, preach the word of the Lord. Son of man, when you're talked about, preach the word of the Lord. If you will preach God's word, something will happen. Ezekiel said, I was carried in the spirit out into a valley. This was not just an ordinary valley. This valley looked like a battle had been fought. And that all of their body fought. And come on. And the wind and the rain and the sun had decayed the flesh, the muscles, from these bones. There was nothing now in this valley but bones. Well, how were the bones? Were they together like a skeleton you see in an anatomy class? No. Said the bones were what? Scattered. Then suspicion leaves. When the church gets plugged in, folk will start shouting and praising God. When the church gets plugged in to the power source. They were disconnected. Whenever you're disconnected, you're weak. Take my fingers on my hand. You can take them one at a time and bend them back and lead me all over this city. Because my fingers are separated. They're disconnected from the whole. But let me connect them up together. And let me bend them forward and bring them in and wrap my thumb around it, which represents God. Now, see, what can you do with that? When you become connected, you become a force that can move things in the name of Jesus. But as long as you are separated, ain't nothing gonna happen. Oh, I know I'm right about it. They were disconnected. Said unto them another thing about them, where they were very dry. They wasn't just dry. They were very dry. When it doesn't rain for 3 months, it's dry. But when it doesn't rain for 9 months, it's very dry. These bones were very dry. They were in such a despicable condition that it was doubtful even by the man of God whether they could be helped. Sometimes we wonder whether there's any help for the Christian church today as it operates in society. The Lord said to him, Son of man, can these bones live? In other words, I want to know, can these bones ever be made a power source again? With a toe bone way over here, and a leg bone way over here, with a shoulder bone way over here, and with a head bone way over here. I'm glad that Ezekiel had enough sense not to try to answer that question. But he put it back to God and said, Oh Lord, God, thou know it. You know whether they can live or not. It's not my job to make bones live. It is not my job to make folk do right. It is not my job to make folk act right. Well, God gave him a job description. He said, preach the word. When the preacher learned that his job in times of spiritual unrest is just to preach the word every time he comes to the pulpit, preach God's word like the pulpit is coming to an end. God, he said, preach in season and out of season. I heard old man Paul tell Timothy, but there will come a time when men will not endure sound doctrine, but they will turn to other teachers having itching ears. But you just preach the word of God. You prophet said, what am I going to preach about? Am I to preach about the metatarsals and the metacarpals? But I heard him say, no. You preach the word of God, and then tell them, oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. That's all I want you to do, is every time you stand before this audience, tell the bones, ye dry bones. Hear the word of the Lord. And if you do what I tell you to do, I'll take over from there. And I'll make everything all right. And the preacher stood in the midst of that valley and cried out in a loud voice, you don't hear me. Ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And sometime it seemed like ain't nothing happening. And no matter sometimes how hard you preach, you can't see no effect of your preaching. But just keep on and tell them, oh, you don't hear me. Ye dry bones, yeah, the word of the Lord. After a while, said a toe bone moved over in one corner, and another toe bone moved over in another corner, and foot bones that used to dance to the world music came together and began to shout the Lord's Prayer. We need a shouting church. Leg bones that walked the pathways of sin began walking up the King's Highway. You can't serve two masters. You got to choose. Knee bones that used to kneel around the crap tables in Babylon, now they were kneeling in prayer. For I heard him said, every knee must bow and every tongue shall confess. We need a praying church. Hip bones and thigh bones came together. The thigh bone is the support bone or the cornerstone of the church. Every church needs strong members that will stand in a time of storm. Though the wind may blow of confusion, though lightning of misunderstanding, that old strong member will just stand there and wait on the Lord. Yeah, the hip bone is joined to the thigh bone. The hip bone is the pivot bone. It allows you to turn to the left and turn to the right without ever moving your feet, without ever getting out of the path. Sometimes you turn to the left. Sometimes in the church, you'll turn to the right. But you ought to keep your feet planted in the right way. Yeah! The hip bone found the backbone. Every church must have good members with strong backbones, willing to stand up for what's right, willing to carry their share of the load. You're not going to pray with me. The backbone will stand for what's right. If mother ain't with him, the backbone will stand. If your husband ain't with him, the backbone will stand. If your wife ain't with you, the backbone will stand. Yeah! Backbone found shoulder bones. The shoulder bones are the members of the church that are willing to reach back and get their brother and put him on their shoulder and carry him when he become weak. For the scripture said, the strong must bear the infirmity of the weak. Shoulder bones need arm bones, for they can reach out and get a brother that's fallen by the way. Reach out. Members are very important to the church. They give the hand bone the support for the body. The hand grips and holds when the storms of life are raging. The hand bone will hold on and rescue the perishing. The hand bone reached down and picked up the head bone, which is the pastor of the church. Yeah, the church can't function without a preacher. No matter how you try, you can raise a lot of money, but you ain't right if you ain't got a preacher. You can have a church full of folk every Sunday, but if you ain't right, unless you got a preacher. For the scripture says, where there is no vision, the people perish. He said, how can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach without he be sent? Preachers to catch on fire in the pulpit. Preachers got the burn, yeah, with the Holy Ghost fire. When preachers catch on fire, the pews will catch on fire. Yeah, the head bone needs some support, and that's the job of the neck bone. The neck bone is the deacon bone. The neck bone supports the head bone. If you got a big head and a weak neck, it'll fall all over. It won't hold itself up. Yeah! The neck bone has got to be a strong bone so it will support the head that it might walk upright. Yeah! Good God Almighty. And then when you get all the bones together, the church won't succeed because all you got is a skeleton. You got to keep on preaching, for you got to prophesy till muscles and tendons and fiber get in that bone and connect bones to bones and muscles condemn those bones. The muscles are the auxiliaries in the church. The church needs strong auxiliaries that believe in the church, that are not working for themselves, that are not working to take all the money and dress it up and eat it up and have a good time. Yeah, the church needs muscles in the church, and then you need skin to cover those muscles. Yeah, and then after you get all of that, you got eyes, but you can't see. You got ears, but you can't hear. You got legs, but you can't walk. Oh, Lordy, one more thing. I heard him. He said, son of man, prophesy to the four winds. Tell the wind. Oh, Lordy. Tell the wind to blow down in the valley. Oh, yeah. The wind is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Oh, yeah. You need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. Oh, yeah. The Holy Ghost, yeah! When the Holy Ghost came, yeah!
Tell them what happened, y'all.
Oh, the Lord called and seed me up, called down in the valley, dry bones, oh, dry bones. He said, go down and seed me up, go down.
Do you be- Mansfield Drug Company in Mansfield salutes our area healthcare providers, first responders, and EMTs serving on the front lines of COVID-19. It is with humility we extend our thanks to you. Thank you for showing up daily in the face of fear and fighting for the health of our loved ones. Thank you for risking your lives and for continuing to stay in the fight. That's from your good friends at Mansfield Drug Company, located at 132 Jefferson Street in Mansfield. Their number is 318-872-1933. They are always working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. Mansfield Drug Company is a proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO.
Aren't you tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, paying extremely high interest rates on very small loans? Do you want to make more money? My name is Catrice Mason. I will help you remove any inaccurate, erroneous, and obsolete information from your credit file, including foreclosures, student loans, judgments, late payments, repossessions, bankruptcies, tax liens, charge-offs. It doesn't matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You can also get your credit repaired for free. I'm also looking for like-minded entrepreneurs who are interested in earning additional income. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere. You will help people to reach their financial goals while reaching your own. Change your financial situation and leave a legacy for your family today. Catrice Mason, 318-730-8441. Again, that number is 318-730-8441. Your credit does matter. It is not an option. It is a priority.
Your Credit Matters is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering your service at your decision, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our client a complete private facility with repast accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Kelly's Sitting Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion for our industry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same quality of dignity, respect, and compassion. For giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784 or our website located at kellyservicehouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
Watching us now.
Aren't you tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, paying extremely high interest rates on very small loans? Do you want to make more money? My name is Catrice Mason. I will help you remove any inaccurate, erroneous, and obsolete information from your credit file, including foreclosures, student loans, judgments, late payments, repossessions, bankruptcies, tax liens, charge-offs. It doesn't matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You can also get your credit repaired for free. I'm also looking for like-minded entrepreneurs who are interested in earning additional income. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere. You will help people to reach their financial goals while reaching your own. Change your financial situation and leave a legacy for your family today. Catrice Mason, 318-730-8441. Again, that number is 318-730-8441. Your credit does matter. It is not an option. It is a priority.
Your Credit Matters is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
During these trying times, our troops need our help more now than ever. Right now, blood supplies are at an all-time low. Just one pint of blood can help save the lives of our servicemen and women. So give the gift of life. Give blood. It's simple, and it saves lives. That's from Hunter's Paint and Body Shop, where they say service isn't just a courtesy, it's a commitment. For more information, 318-377-3473. That's 318-377-3473. For Hunter's Paint and Body Shop, 318 Dennis Drive in Minden. Hunter's Paint and Body Shop is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJO.
K-A-Y-T, K-Q-J-O-F-M.
Your number one music station.
These are the hits.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do if they find that it's true?
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with the story of a Jesus freak who was ready for the worst. Pastor Lee knew he was being watched by the Chinese Public Security Bureau. He knew the risk of preaching at the house church, as he did every Tuesday. Pastor Lee had been arrested many times and beaten to the point where he vomited blood. Once he was beaten with his own Bible. He also knew Chinese citizens can be sent to labor camps for up to 3 years without a trial. So he was ready. He even had a bag packed with a blanket and extra clothing. Still, he preached that night without fear. Sure enough, armed officers burst through the doors and arrested him. Lee was ready. Are you?
For more on the Voice of the Martyrs, go online to persecution.com.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our community a complete church facility with pre-cast accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, fruit. Just as we identify a tree by its fruit, identify people by the things that they do. See, looks can be deceiving, and talk is cheap. If you want to know the truth, you have to check their fruit. Talking about love.
short, peaceful care. It's kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
You better check
there.
I'm talking about love.
Joy, peaceful care. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
You better check
there. Through,
come be singing that.
Just as we identify a tree by its fruit,
we should
identify people by the things that they do.
Looks can be deceiving.
Looks can be deceiving.
Oh, oh.
Talk is cheap.
Galatians 5:22. You better
check their fruit.
Oh, I'm talking about love.
Joy, peaceful parents, kindness, goodness, faithfulness,
gentleness,
self control.
You better check. I'm talking about love,
joy, peaceful parents, kindness, goodness, faithfulness,
gentleness,
self-control.
You better check
their fruit.
Listen up, just because he goes to church doesn't mean he's an honest man.
No, no.
See, you don't even really know him, but you're already in his bed.